Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fiery Trial, Abraham Lincoln and American Slavery, is Eric Foner's Pulitzer Prize-winning historical study of Abraham Lincoln's changing relationship to slavery from his youth through the Civil War presidency. Rather than presenting Lincoln as either a timeless emancipator or a cautious politician with no moral development, Foner examines the gradual interaction between conviction, party politics, constitutional limits, military necessity, and pressure from enslaved people, abolitionists, Republicans, and Union loyalists. The book is a political and intellectual biography focused on one central question: how did Lincoln think about slavery, race, emancipation, and federal power at different moments in his life? Foner, a leading historian of the Civil War and Reconstruction, situates Lincoln within the broader anti-slavery movement without turning the book into a general Civil War narrative. Its purpose is to clarify how Lincoln's views evolved, why that evolution mattered, and how emancipation became a central aim of Union policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln's anti-slavery convictions developed within the limits of early 19th century politics. Foner begins by placing Lincoln's early attitudes towards slavery in the world of Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois, where slavery was visible even in places that defined themselves as free. Lincoln opposed slavery as a moral wrong, but his early politics did not make him an abolitionist. The distinction is central to the book. Lincoln accepted the constitutional reality that slavery existed in the states where it was already established, and he initially focused on preventing its expansion rather than abolishing it everywhere. Foner uses this early position to show how anti-slavery politics in the United States often operated through compromise, legal restraint, and geographic containment. Lincoln's moral language was real, but it was tied to the Whig and later Republican belief that free labor should define the nation's future. This framework helps explain why Lincoln could condemn slavery while resisting immediate abolition. The book's value lies in showing that this was not simply hypocrisy or heroism, but a political stance shaped by constitutional assumptions, electoral realities, and the limited options available before the Civil War. Secondly, the Republican fight against slavery expansion shaped Lincoln's rise to national leadership. A major portion of Foner's analysis concerns Lincoln's emergence during the 1850s, when the question of slavery in the territories transformed American politics. The Kansas-Nebraska Act, the collapse of the old party system, and the rise of the Republican Party gave Lincoln a clearer platform. Slavery should not be allowed to spread into new federal territories. Foner shows that this position was both moral and strategic. It condemned slavery's growth without directly attacking slavery inside the states, making it more politically viable in the North. Lincoln's debates with Stephen Douglas and his later national speeches are important because they reveal how he connected slavery to the meaning of equality, Republican government, and free labor. Foner does not portray Lincoln as the most radical anti-slavery figure of his time. Instead, he shows why Lincoln's moderate but firm resistance to expansion made him effective. He could unite a broad northern coalition while still defining slavery as a threat to the nation's founding principles and long-term democratic future. Thirdly, Foner emphasizes the tension between Lincoln's moral opposition to slavery and his constitutional caution. One of the book's most important contributions is its careful treatment of Lincoln's legal and constitutional thinking. Foner shows that Lincoln repeatedly separated his personal opposition to slavery from what he believed public officials were empowered to do. Before and during the early presidency, Lincoln insisted that the federal government had limited authority over slavery within states. This caution frustrated abolitionists, but it also reflected Lincoln's understanding of constitutional government and his desire to preserve support among border states and northern moderates. Foner's interpretation avoids reducing Lincoln to either timidity or opportunism. The central point is that Lincoln's decisions emerge from competing obligations: preserving the Union, respecting existing law, maintaining political coalitions, and responding to the moral urgency of slavery. This tension explains why Lincoln at first supported gradual emancipation, compensated emancipation, and colonization schemes that later appear inadequate or troubling. Foner treats these positions as historically significant because they reveal how slowly and unevenly Lincoln moved from anti-slavery principle toward a broader policy of emancipation. Fourthly, the Civil War transformed emancipation from a moral issue into a military and political necessity. Foner presents the Civil War as the decisive context in which Lincoln's policy changed. Secession and armed conflict altered the meaning of slavery because enslaved labor supported the Confederate war effort. And enslaved people themselves weakened slavery by fleeing to Union lines. Military necessity, Republican pressure, abolitionist advocacy, and the actions of Black Americans all pushed the administration toward emancipation. Foner's account of the Emancipation Proclamation stresses that it was not an isolated act of presidential benevolence. It was the result of a developing recognition that the Union could not be saved while leaving slavery intact as the Confederacy's foundation. At the same time, Foner notes the proclamation's limits it applied mainly to areas in rebellion and did not immediately free all enslaved people. Its significance lay in changing the purpose of the war and committing federal power to slavery's destruction. The book therefore frames emancipation as both a practical wartime measure and a profound political turning point in the relationship between the federal government and human bondage. Lastly, Lincoln's racial views changed during the war but remained distinct from abolitionist egalitarianism. Foner gives sustained attention to Lincoln's views on race, an area often simplified in popular memory. Lincoln opposed slavery, but he did not begin as a believer in full racial equality. He accepted many assumptions common among white Northerners and long supported voluntary colonization as a possible future for free black people outside the United States. Foner shows that the Civil War altered this outlook, especially as black soldiers served in the Union Army and black leaders pressed claims for citizenship and rights. Lincoln's later openness to limited black suffrage, particularly for educated black men and veterans, marked a significant shift from his earlier positions. Yet Foner is careful not to overstate the transformation. Lincoln never became an egalitarian in the same sense as Frederick Douglass, Wendell Phillips, or radical Republicans such as Charles Sumner. This balanced treatment is one reason the book stands out. It allows readers to see Lincoln's growth without erasing the limits of that growth, making his achievement historically meaningful rather than mythic. In conclusion, The Fiery Trial is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible account of Lincoln's relationship to slavery, especially those interested in the Civil War, American political development, constitutional history, and the history of emancipation. It benefits general readers by clarifying why Lincoln's actions cannot be understood through simple labels such as abolitionist, conservative, hero, or opportunist. It benefits students and specialists by synthesizing speeches, letters, party politics, and wartime policy into a focused interpretation of intellectual and political change. Compared with broad Lincoln biographies, Foner's book stands out because it narrows the lens to one defining issue and follows it with unusual precision across Lincoln's entire public life. Compared with books centered mainly on battles or presidential leadership, it gives more attention to the anti-slavery movement, Republican ideology, enslaved people's actions, and the constitutional limits Lincoln believed he faced. Its distinction lies in its balance. It recognizes Lincoln's moral growth and political skill, while acknowledging his racial limitations and his reliance on events he did not fully control. Readers leave with a more complex understanding of emancipation as a historical process, not a single decision by a single leader. If you would like to support Eric Foner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.